And this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Happy holidays and looking ahead, happy new year. Yes, the Todd Wright Toddcast is back. And the reason why the Todd Wright Toddcast skipped over a week or so was because of the bonus podcast that I did for Fantasy Football Championship Week. And thank you for bearing with me, taking care of all my fantasy players. And fantasy football season wrapped up for anyone in their right mind playing season-long fantasy football with the Monday night game between the Vikings and the Packers on Monday night. And now I turn my attention to bonus episodes of the Todd Wright Toddcast, trying to get to 75 episodes in this inaugural year of the Todd Wright Toddcast. I hope you had a pleasant holiday. I know Hanukkah continues for those of you that celebrate Hanukkah. And whatever you are doing, whatever you celebrate, thank you for subscribing to the Todd Wright Toddcast. And I apologize that I had to skip over a week plus just because of the time commitment on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And stay with me because I'll make it up to you. And of course, this is your home for my podcast in non-fantasy content going forward. We wrapped up season 4 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, as well as season 2 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, presented by Brandon Legal Group. And fantasy podcasts will not return again until July. The Todd Wright Toddcast will be my sole focus. Let me thank some sponsors. Hey, the Outback Bowl is coming up. For those of you, and there are a significant number of you that listen to me, who have connections to the Tampa Bay area, perhaps visiting for the holidays or live here year-round. Cannot say enough about Jim McVay and Mike Schultze and the Outback Bowl and what they do for me. I have supported them for many years. I went to the first ever bowl game before the name was changed to the Outback Bowl. It was the Hall of Fame Bowl back then, played at the Big Sombrero. Was at that game that rainy night. Have been to many of the bowl games since the change to the Outback moniker. It is the longest standing title sponsorship active in all of college football bowl games. And there are 40 of them, and none have a longer relationship, not even the New Year's Six, with their current title sponsor than Jim McVay, Mike Schultze, and the Outback Bowl committee have with Outback Steakhouse, of course, born and operated out of Tampa, Florida. As a matter of fact, literally a block down the street is Bloomin' Brands from where I call home. So thanks to the Outback Bowl for providing me with a pair of tickets and a swag bag for the recent Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. This year's Outback Bowl matchup is Auburn, fifth time in the Outback Bowl against a 10-win Minnesota, first time in the Outback Bowl. These two schools have never played. And just a quick reminder that this is the end of an era, sort of, for the Outback Bowl with Auburn, Minnesota, as I did on a previous Todd Wright Toddcast this year after a lengthy conversation with Jim McVay and Mike Schultze from the Outback Bowl. The Outback Bowl going forward will not necessarily be SEC versus Big Ten. They will be in a six-year window where they will have the opportunity in four of those years to potentially invite an ACC team rather than a Big Ten team if the Big Ten team, if a Big Ten team is chosen by a New Year's Six Bowl beyond just the Rose Bowl. The SEC will always have a team in the Outback Bowl for the next 6 years, but it will not be guaranteed SEC versus Big Ten going forward. If the Outback Bowl, say, loses a Big Ten team to a New Year's Six Bowl that they otherwise would have wanted, they have the right to then choose an ACC team, and that includes a tie-in with Notre Dame. So you can expect that at some point over the next 6 years, if the schools actually put themselves in a position to be in the game, that there will be an Outback Bowl where Notre Dame is playing, there will be an Outback Bowl where Florida State is playing, and there will be an Outback Bowl where Miami is playing. More on Miami coming up in the Todd Wright Toddcast, if you couldn't figure that out. But the Outback Bowl has its big gala coming up on Monday night. I've been invited to that. I've attended it. I've taken many people to it over the years. Yes, different dates, but also just good friends. Also with taking them to the party to show it off. It's one of my favorite annual parties in the Tampa Bay area. And again, you can get your tickets for the Outback Bowl at Ticketmaster.com, and you can visit OutbackBowl.com to see all the different events with the participating teams. I was sitting at a red light, ironically, at the intersection of where Bloomin' Brands is located just a few days ago. Actually, it was yesterday, the day after Christmas. And suddenly the police escort is going by me on the right side of the road with multiple charter buses. And I'm just thinking to myself, that's either Auburn or that's Minnesota. So visit OutbackBowl.com for more information on the events. And remember, you can buy your tickets to the Outback Bowl at Ticketmaster.com. Let me also acknowledge Full Torque Fitness and Pin Chasers. I gave them some love the last week plus on the Fantasy Football Podcast. I was actually at Pin Chasers since we last did a Todd Wright Toddcast. I took my friends from the Identity Tampa Bay there, where I now do a webcast called What Are the Odds? The Identity Tampa Bay made it sort of a fun holiday party at Pin Chasers, and that's what Pin Chasers is good for. Pretty much any excuse to go to Pin Chasers, whether it's an inexpensive date night, get out of the house with the family, birthday party for all ages, league play in bowling, company outing. There was a very nice woman I'm friends with on Facebook who was looking for a place to take 31 kids, and she was actually looking for restaurant recommendations who could handle something like that. And I said, well, it's not technically a restaurant, but the pizza's really good, and you'll like the food, and then the kids can bowl when they're not eating. And she loved the idea, so I pitched her about Pin Chasers and told her that I would introduce her to Anthony Peroni. Three locations in the Tampa Bay area. Pin Chasers is at 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsboro, and 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. Visit pinchasers.net for more information or follow them on Facebook for all their specials. Full Torque Fitness was at Todd Wright Tour 22. Thank you, Daniel Shipman, for sponsoring the Todd Wright Toddcast for the last 4 months. Daniel Shipman is very detail-oriented with what he does for athletic types in the Tampa Bay area, not just golfers, but if you are a golfer and you answer yes to any of the following three questions, Daniel Shipman might be able to help you. Do you suffer lower back pain playing golf? Do you get tired playing golf? Do you feel as though your hips are not allowing you to hit the golf ball properly? If you answer yes to any of those three, Daniel can put you through a Titleist Institute performance screen that will help identify your limitations, and then Daniel can help remove them. Visit FullTorqueFitness.com, FullTorqueFitness.com, or call Daniel Shipman at 727-351-5164. I promise you, you will not deal with anyone much more organized and detail-oriented than Daniel Shipman is. I admire that from him, in addition to all the testimonials of people he has worked with from a fitness and athletic standpoint. FullTorqueFitness.com. All right, so in the last 24 hours, I'm recording this roughly 9 p.m. Eastern Time on December 27th. In the last 24-plus hours, a whipping boy in the state of Florida and nationally has been the University of Miami Hurricane football program. I didn't watch the game because I knew exactly what the result would be. I didn't feel any need to watch it. There was no payoff there for me. I don't watch many of the bowl games anymore. I will be watching the national semifinals because those games matter. And I may have a brief eye on some of the other New Year's Six games just to see if they entertain me, since they have the best teams. So for those that are whipping the Miami Hurricanes, feel free. Just know you're not telling some of us who are alums or some of us in the sports media anything we didn't already know, which is why we didn't watch the game We didn't care about the game. It was a no-win situation for Miami traveling to Shreveport to play in that bowl game, and led to many of my colleagues, some I know, some I don't, some I knew many years ago when I was down in Miami as a student member of the media, who said Miami shouldn't go to a bowl game, even before they were extended an opportunity to play in that particular bowl game against Louisiana Tech, that the embarrassing loss on the former grounds of the Orange Bowl to Florida International to end the regular season showed that the program was not worthy of going to a bowl game. Look, I didn't read the actual reasoning given by the AD or Manny Diaz or what have you, but because I know what they're going to say. And they're just going to look at the financial incentive of going to that bowl game. Manny's going to look at the practice time he would otherwise not have with his student athletes, which is afforded to you if you go to one of those bowl games. And I'm sure there was some spin on, we don't want to end our season, end this season with how we played against Florida International, which is exactly how they ended their season with how they played against Louisiana Tech. I said earlier this year on a Todd Wright Toddcast, and I have been saying for some time, that there's a disconnect with the Miami Hurricanes and their image. And I'm not saying that my suggestion fixes everything, but the U has not won anything. I've said this before on this podcast. I have said it for many, many years. And I speak not only as an alum, but as a member of the sports media. The U has won nothing. The University of Miami Hurricane football program won 5 national championships. The team that won those 5 national titles, 83, 87, 89, 91, 2001, was never identified by the mainstream as the U. The helmet was the same. The logo was the same. The colors were the same. That term was hatched from a PR campaign a few years after they won their last national championship and slid toward mediocrity. Michael Irvin was brought in as a popular alum, and suddenly a PR firm, with the blessing of Dumb Donna Shalala, the former president of the University of Miami, who did her part in killing Miami football also by choosing to move the team out of the Orange Bowl. And she had an option to move into a refurbished Orange Bowl as well and take the team further away from campus to where the Dolphins live. So Donna double doinked, if you will, the Miami Hurricane football program before she left and started running for public office. So it was with Donna's blessing that this marketing firm came up with this term. And now it is used almost as a punchline when Miami does not play well. I'll just convey, as I've said before in the previous Toddcast about this, something that I've done for nearly 15 years now. Look, I don't wear on my sleeve or show on, I don't carry my student ID. I still have it because the picture's funny. But when people find out that I went to the University of Miami, over 50%, the next thing out of their mouth, they say something and use the term the U. I immediately look at them and I say, no, I went to the University of Miami. Because when I went to school there, 87 through 90, nobody called it that. Nobody. Didn't call the school that. Didn't call the football program that. Didn't call anything involving Miami that. And again, the helmet was the same. The logo was the same. Let me give you a little background on that logo. You see the left side of the U? You see the right side of the U? Now take the left side of the U and put it across and down next to the right side of the U, and then take the right side of the U and flip it over and do the same thing, and it creates an M. I had books I bought at the bookstore, those spiral-bound notebooks that I filled with notes from classes that I did okay in while I was there, that had the UM on them. They just put the U on the helmet. But no one called the school the U when I went to school there. No one called the school the U when they won any of the five national championships. It was hatched later to market a program that had fallen. And that term now needs to go away. It does. It needs to go away. The university needs to get away from it because it's belittling now. It's a punchline. It didn't work. It doesn't apply to the five national championships and so many alums who went to school there and never heard it uttered on campus. Never. And I'm one of them. As a matter of fact, here's a suggestion that I make, knowing Manny Diaz will be back for a second year, and if it doesn't improve, it may be his last. I actually worked with Manny Diaz at ESPN very briefly. We did not know each other. We worked with some of the same people, and I think it's quite a story that Manny Diaz is now the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. I'm not sure if it's a good story or not. We'll see how it ends ultimately. Some in South Florida, closer to the program, question his staff hirings, namely the offensive coordinator Dan Enos, who we learned even before the team was shut out in the bowl game, was not going to be back. And there are others I respect in the South Florida media saying the AD is in over his head and that the goals of the program and how they pound their chest that they can compete at the highest level, that it's wrong for them to do that when ultimately they just need to build a program that can compete in their own conference. Because nobody can with Clemson. And until you actually win your own conference, you go nowhere. So my recommendation, and this goes back to previous podcasts, but this is how I end this podcast, is that Manny Diaz, starting in the spring and into next year, take the U off the helmet. Take it off the helmet. On press releases and for school-funded broadcasters, tell them you are not to refer to the team in any way by that PR term. We are the University of Miami. We are the Miami Hurricanes. We are the Hurricanes, or we are the Canes. And make that program earn that logo on the helmet again. I don't know how long you keep it off the helmet. I would be fine with them keeping it off the helmet all year long. All year long. White helmet, orange and green stripe, that's it. Make a point that this isn't a marketing term anymore. We're trying to be the University of Miami Hurricane football program. Don't call us the U anymore. We don't want you to use that as a punchline. Because it never applied to any of the five title teams. It only applied to roughly 15 years of pretty shitty football. Play all year without it. Go into a bowl game, actually show up, score some points, see if you can win without it. Play without it the next spring. Play without it the following August. And at which point your program looks legit again and not just a blip as it was early in the Mark Richt era when they rose up and pounded Notre Dame on national television and then the wheels fell off a couple of weeks later at Pitt and then the ACC title game and then in the bowl game. Maybe your program earns the right to wear that on the helmet again once they have reached a legitimate level. I would like to hear the program referred to as the University of Miami, as the Miami Hurricanes, as the Hurricanes, or as the Canes. And that's it. But that's going to be up to the powers that be at the University of Miami. Now, honestly, anyone involved with the football program doesn't seem to be doing much else right. So that is my suggestion. And I think it's a starting point. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by the Outback Bowl. Remember, Auburn and Minnesota are playing on New Year's Day at 1 o'clock at Raymond James Stadium. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You can go to OutbackBowl.com to see all the Outback Bowl does for participating schools and their conferences. Find out more about the events around the Tampa Bay area, again, at OutbackBowl.com. Thanks to Full Torque Fitness, and thanks to Pin Chasers for their sponsorship also of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll be cranking out a few more Todd Wright Toddcasts, trying to get to 75 episodes for our inaugural year of 2019. Please follow me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or on Instagram. I've updated my Instagram for the new year, at ToddWright2020. At Todd Wright 2020, please feel free to follow along. Talk to you soon.